This episode on Unme, The Following Path.
I'm my own man.
Tensha, after being rescued by Sakon, is given the daunting task of freeing the captured Mogami soldiers that are being held in a work camp outside the city of Ugo. He is stalking out in a tree overlooking the camp. He is trying to figure out what he should do, unknowing that Masamune and Sakon were on their way to assist him.
Okay, what have I gotten myself into this time?
Tensha scans the camp, looking for an entrance.
What am I thinking? I can't do this on my own. Maybe I should go back, find where Masamune is. There's no honor in just running and getting my head chopped off. Screw what that ninja says. Masamune and I have been best friends for years. He would never approve of me doing this. But I can't just always rely on Masamune to bail me out of every situation I get in. I have to stand and be my own man. But at the same time, damn it, what do I do? Calm. Okay, let's just stake out a bit longer.
Tensha watched overhead as the soldiers worked in the camp. He was noticing a heavy amount of attention and congregation around the quarry. The prisoners were hauling out barrels of iron from the mines.
I see. So that's what they're after.
Tensha continued to survey the grounds. He saw Imagawa soldiers ordering around the Mogami prisoners.
That's definitely Imagawa. But I thought Masamune said that they were all ninja in disguise. I don't know why they would have to keep the ruse up in a prison camp. I need to find a way in.
Tensha looks around the outskirts of the outpost. He follows the perimeter of the wooden wall and notices an overlaying branch that floated above the inside of the backside of the outpost.
Nice! That's perfect! Wait, what would Masamune do in this situation?
Tensha, you have to think before you act. You can't just walk in there without a plan. We need at least three more days of surveillance before we can make a move.
Yeah, right. Let's see what happens. I can't just let them continue to take that metal, though. Who knows what they'll do with it? What if they attacked Oshu? I can't let Masamune down. Not again. Wait, what is going on?
Suddenly, all of the guards began to run out of the front gate in unison.
Shit, they didn't see me, did they? The Date boy has escaped. Everyone to Mistress Akuni. Attaboy, Moon. You came in clutch this time. It looks like they left the door open for me. How nice of them.
Tensha cautiously makes his way through the front gate, walking slowly. The camp was completely abandoned. He gingerly made his way to a building. Inside, he saw a Mogami prisoner laying down. When the door opened, the prisoner instantly jumped up.
Excuse me, sir. I was just looking for... Who the hell are you?
I'm Tensha. My name is Tensha. I'm here to rescue you?
You look like you can barely walk. You just get here? Get back to work, man. Before they blow your head off.
The Mogami prisoner went to walk past Tensha. Tensha recomposed himself and speaks.
No, listen. I have been sent here. Your people need you. I'm from Oshu.
Get the hell out of my way.
No. We're here to help you. All the guards are gone. We have to go now.
Wait, what?
The Mogami prisoner runs outside to see that all the ninja guards had indeed left and the door was wide open. He runs over the other prisoners who began to congregate.
What happened?
I don't know. They all just left. They ran back towards the city.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Your people are in trouble.
Who is this?
I'm from Oshu. I'm here to rescue you.
Both soldiers laughed hysterically.
He looks like he can barely walk in that armor.
That's what I said.
And what's up with that sash? Why is it so long?
We don't have time for this. Can you not see that Ugo's in trouble?
Yeah, well, what do you want us to do about it?
The door is literally wide open. You can just walk out.
We can't.
What do you mean?
any one of us tries to leave or disobeys even a little bit, they will destroy the city.
But all the guards have left. How would they even know?
Maybe he's right.
Are you willing to risk it? What if they're testing us?
Oh my God. I don't believe what I'm seeing.
What is that?
All my life, all I've ever heard were how tough the Mogami are. We describe you all as being unyielding, unmovable, fearsome. As a child, I feared the Mogami. Feared that every day we would be invaded. We used to have Mogami evacuation drills in fear of that day. And now I finally meet a Mogami soldier and you're nothing but cowards.
Watch yourself.
Easy. You don't have a family, do you? Wife? Children? People you have to protect? Of course you don't. You're too young. War is just a game to you. A fantasy. It's easy to dream about dying when no one cares if you die.
Oh, save it. You don't think I have a family? People who I have to protect? I have a little sister. And I'm all she has left in this world. Don't project your fears onto me. Masamune and I have come all the way from Oshu, risking our own lives. We've been tortured, beaten, and imprisoned. All for the sake of you.
Masamune? The heir?
Yes, the heir to the Date throne is in your capital city, risking his life for your families. I don't understand. Why would you ask us to come if you weren't going to help?
No one asked you to come.
Yes, you did. Someone did. Someone was wise enough to put petty differences aside. And Masamune was gracious enough to leave his palace in Oshu to come and help you. So that we can unite against a greater enemy, risking his life as we speak. Is there no honor among the Mogami? Among any of you? Just cowards?
All the Mogami look at each other, looks of shame and regret.
Well, I'm going back to Ugo. Back to Masamune to fight for those families you say you care so much about. If you ever do return to the city and you come across our dead bodies, send them back to Oshu, would you? I wonder who your people will honor, us or you.
Disgruntled and frustrated, Tensha turns to leave the prison camp when the soldier stops him.
Kid.
What?
We need our weapons and armor. Get them for us, and we'll march with you.
I didn't think you had it in you.
I don't. But I'll be damned if a date steals my honor. We'll march with you and save your daimyo.
That's good enough for me. Let's get the weapons. Where are they?
Oh, they're right here. Right in that armory.
Well, that was easy. Let's go grab what you need. Come on, let's go. Let's get going.
Yeah, we can. It's locked. The key's held by...
By who?
That ninja. The fat one.
Wait, you mean Goemon? Goemon Ishikawa?
Yeah, that was his name.
Where is he?
He's in the fort. Like he always is. Comes out to check on progress every 30 minutes. That's where he should still be. And with all the guards gone, he should be there by himself.
That's great. Let's go get him.
We can't.
What now?
It's that witch. She put some sort of spell on all of us. We aren't allowed to enter the fort. Anyone who touches it drops dead.
I don't believe that.
It's true. We all saw it. Another one of us didn't believe it either. Tried to sneak in during the night and kill him. When he touched the door, his hand exploded from his shoulders. We were punished for that night. She came out to see the body.
How often does she come here?
Every now and then. She comes, threatens all of us, goes into the fort with Goemon, and they will have their little escapades. And then she'll leave.
Wait, so Okuni and Goemon are lovers?
No one's supposed to know that, but...
That's interesting. Okay, so I have to sneak in, grab the keys, then unlock the armory. There's no spell on that building, is there?
No. They needed us to make weapons under their careful supervision, of course.
Okay. This plan sounds easy enough. I'll be back as soon as I get that key.
No offense, kid, but I won't hold my breath. Now everyone else, let's get back to work before the guards return. Or that witch come.
I swear on my life, I will return.
It's
The prisoners go back to work, and Tensha sneaks into the castle fort. Tensha sneaked through the structure, searching thoroughly through every room.
Damn it! Where is this key?
Tensha makes his way all the way up to the top floor. He sees a door closed and a light shining from behind it.
It must be in there. I should have known it wasn't going to be this easy.
Tensha slowly starts to creep towards that. As he gets closer, the beads on his bracelet begin to pulse and vibrate, getting faster the closer he got to the door. He takes out Unume Tensha. The beads start to vibrate so quickly that they make a rattling noise, causing Tensha to have to hold them to muffle the noise. As Tensha gets to the outside of the door, he takes a deep breath and prepares to go in. But suddenly, a loud boom. The door goes flying off its hinges and careens towards Tensha. A teal bubble barrier surrounds Tensha right before the door slams into him. The door smashes into Tensha, sending him crashing into the wall behind him, sandwiching Tensha between them. Tensha falls to the ground and begins to lose consciousness. After pushing the door off of him, he looks towards the light in the room and sees a large, shadowy figure walk towards him, grabs Tensha by his leg, and drags him into the room. Tensha passes out. Sometime later, Tensha stirs and begins to wake up. He sees a gigantic man with a large cannon strapped to his... He is sitting at a table eating, but did not yet notice Tensha waking up. Tensha lifts his wrist to see that one of the beads on his bracelet was missing. He scanned the room looking at his surroundings, but as he looked back towards the man's direction, he found him staring right at him.
Oh good, you're alive. Now we can talk.
I know who you are.
Okay, is that supposed to scare me?
You are Goemon Ishikawa, rogue ninja and national criminal, not to mention a traitor to your own people.
Oh yeah, I seen that you're Date. But I've never seen anyone like you before. Interesting place to find one of you, is it not? Here in Mogami Land, what are you doing here?
Tensha stays silent, recalling what Sakon had said to him when he freed him.
You have betrayed your people and betrayed your lord. Information is everything, and you have dishonored yourself by choosing your own life over the needs of the many.
Okay, tough guy, I see. Look. It doesn't have to be this way. If you just tell me what I want to know, I may let you go. Think of it as a hometown discount.
Hometown discount? You know, that's hilarious coming from a guy who betrayed his entire clan. You couldn't stomach your failure, so you went rogue and ran away. I know all about you.
Oh, I didn't fail. I just found a higher buyer, that's all. I knew I could never return, so I did my own thing.
So you're a traitor and a coward.
Goemon throws his chair to the side and approaches Tensha and grabs his face with his gigantic hand.
The Date betrayed me. They don't care about us. Ninjas are seen as expendable. Do you know how many of my comrades were sent off to their death and were just forgotten about, killed in action serving the Daimyo, only to be erased from history, regarded like they never existed? No. Screw the Date. Screw Oshu. I serve myself now. I am free, and that will never be taken from me.
But are you free? Truly? I know about rogue ninja. You guys are marked for death. Everywhere you go, you always have to watch over your back. That doesn't sound like freedom to me.
Maybe not, but my fate is finally my own. I dictate my own destiny, and I will kill anyone who stands in the way of that. Anyone.
Goemon lets go of Tensha's face and walks to the back of the room and grabs Unuma Tensha. He shows it to Tensha.
I do want to know about this. However, what is this?
Tensha just stares at Goemon.
You should flip the switch. See what happens.
Goemon looks confused at Unuma Tensha, trying to inspect it. Looks down the hilt and inspects it some more.
It can't be a weapon. There is no blade.
After becoming frustrated, Goemon decides to flick on the switch. When he turns on the switch, the hilt begins to glow a bright white and badly burns Goemon's hand. Goemon throws it to the floor and starts to wince in pain.
I guess it doesn't like you.
Annoyed, Goemon runs and grabs a katana and puts the point of it on Tensha's chest.
What was that?
I'm sorry. He could be so rude to people he doesn't know. Maybe you shouldn't take things that aren't yours.
You know, you have a big mouth for someone in your position.
You don't scare me. I know who you really are.
Goemon pulls the sword back in preparation to plunge it into Tensha's chest. As Goemon thrusts the sword towards Tensha, Tensha raises his arm, which causes the emerald blade of Unuma Tensha to fly into his hand. Tensha blocks Goemon's thrust, causing a shockwave that pushes Goemon back to the opposite wall. Tensha stands up and walks over and points Unuma Tensha at a terrified Goemon.
Who are you?
My name is Yasuke, and I am here to restore balance to those it belongs to. You are a threat to that.
No, please don't kill me. I swear you will never see me ever again.
It seems that two of my beads have been tapped. I wonder what you can offer me.
Tensha goes to stab Goemon. However, Goemon uses a ninpo right before contact and makes a copy of himself, causing Tensha to stab an empty shell. Tensha looks at Goemon, who quickly runs out of the room.
Coward.
Tensha takes the blade out of the soulless Goemon corpse and hits the switch. The blade disappears back into the hilt. Tensha looks around the room and sees a bunch of weapons lying all around. Picks up one of the spears and inspects it. He looks at the bottom of the point where his father's famous insignia is on.
Wait, what?
Tensha begins to go through all of the weapons and notices that all the weapons in the room are tagged his father's symbol.
What the hell is going on here? My father has been selling weapons to the Mogami? I have to ask him about this when he gets home. He could be thrown in jail.
Tensha sees the key to the armory hanging up and grabs them. He makes his way back to the camp and finds the liberated prisoners.
Wow. You're alive. Damn. Looks like I owe you 30 koku.
I knew there was something different about this one.
So you have the key?
Yep.
Looks like I underestimated you, kid. Forgive me for my disrespect. I would be honored for you to lead us.
You're forgiven. Just chalk this up as you owe me one. Now let us march to Ugo. We have people to save. I will meet you all at the front gate.
Hey!
The Mogami soldier at the prison camp grabbed their weapons and donned their armor. Tensha began to walk to the front gate of the prison camp. He put his bracelet to his forehead and closed his eyes. Moments later, the thunderous gallop of a stallion rushed down the path. It was Masayoshi. Tensha summoned him using the beads.
Hey, buddy. I missed you.
Okay, we're ready.
Tensha looked back to see a battalion of 100 battle-ready soldiers eagerly waiting Tensha's orders.
This is it? This is the army of the Mogami?
No. The ones who weren't killed are undercover in the city, on standby. They'll be ready when the time comes. Trust me.
Very well. Let's get going then, shall we?
Tensha hopped on Masayoshi and marched the Mogami troops back to the city of Ugo.
Well, that's it for this week. But the adventure will continue sooner than you think. Come back and join us next time at the same place. We'll see you next time, and we encourage you to follow your own path. Kansha.